So that leaves one. We're down to our final coach. Yes, I think this is a tradition. I think it's like the third straight year you've been the final coach to don the headset, get the picture taken by Jared Kozar, and then appear with us on the Nick Abraham Elyria Ford Boys High School basketball preview. Phil Kukta, the head coach of Elyria Catholic. You like this last spot, don't you?
Yeah, oh, well, I like any spot. Yeah. I like any spot. They save the best for last, right? Save the best for last.
You said it. I didn't. Well, hey, EC basketball, here we go. Now, obviously, some changes. Your son no longer out there, so you've got to find some firepower. But just tell us your thoughts on this team that you're about to put on the floor in a couple of weeks.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I'm, very thrilled to be on this show. You know, I think all the coaches, we all talk and we look forward to this show. You guys do such a great job. And, looking forward to all the coverage this year. So, yeah, not just my son, but, a few other sons out there that we're going to be missing this year by the way of, Jake Kukta, Darren Geis, Brian Duffield, and Kevin Kelly.
That's a heck of a foursome there.
That's a heck of a group. You know, they got us a lot of wins the last several years. And, we're certainly going to miss them. However, we love the kids we have. I mean, we have some talented players coming up, and we're excited about, what they've been able to do, the summer they've had, the off season, and we really, really like our team.
What do you think the strength of this year's team is going to be?
Well, I think the chemistry will be good this year. I think we're it's really weird. So we're not big, but we are big, if that makes any sense. Like, we don't have a big dominant force inside. We got a bunch of guys that are all about 6'3", 6'4", from 2 through 5, that are lanky, they're athletic, and versatile, And so I am excited about that. And I don't, we think this may be one of our most talented teams. We just have to figure out how to put it together with some old guys and some young guys.
How long does that process take? Is it a season-long deal to see how they work together? Or do you have in your mind kind of already hitting the ground running what this team's going to be about?
Well, we had a great summer. We played in this Pro-Am Summer League. Lorraine was in it as well. They won the league. We never played them in that league. However, that we put this team in that league, and it was one of the toughest summer leagues I think I've ever been a part of. I mean, on a nightly basis, we're playing Bedford, we're playing Central Catholic, we're playing Beechwood, we're playing St. Joe's, we're playing Menor. I mean, we are playing all the top teams, in the Northeast Ohio. We played Akron St. V's twice and only lost by 2 once, and our guys kind of felt good about that. And I know it's just a summer, but, just got really beat up, quite a bit and did well at times. We played Garfield Heights. I think we beat them by 2. They were missing a couple of guys, but so were we, I could claim. But anyways.
Sonny will make up for that.
He might have some different players in the winter than he does in the summer.
My point is, I think, we try to really rough up this team this summer and get them ready for our schedule. And if you haven't seen our schedule, it may be one of the, the toughest around. And I'm not scared of that at all. I mean, we're excited about that. Win or lose, we're excited about that schedule.
You kind of stole my question because I was going to ask you. You schedule up.
I know your questions.
Well, then I'm going to change them. But you do schedule up.
Yes.
And I give you credit for that because your kids are battle-tested when the tournament rolls around.
Yes, and, sooner or later, we've been stuck on districts for the last couple years, and it seems like every time we get to the districts, we're playing like one of these teams that's out of this world. Villa Angela a couple of years ago with Carlton Bragg and others. Last year, Beechwood with 9 seniors and a high major Division I player, among others. And so, we just want to be ready. We just want to be ready, and we honestly – not just that, we make a promise, for kids that come to EC that want to be a part of our program. We want to play the best. We promise that we're going to play the best. We promise that we're going to give them exposure, and we promise that we're going to test them. So if you are serious about the game of basketball, then it's the place for you because we're playing Lorraine. They're out of this world the last several years. Elyria is unbelievable, the last several years. Not to mention some of the other teams in the county. The DeFranco tournament, one of the best, beginning of the tip-off tournaments there is as far as those type of teams. And then you throw Central Catholic, Bedford, Warrensville Heights,
Bay in your league, Final Four team last year.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Bay. So,
but no, your kids will be ready.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
So you mentioned you got some versatility.
Yeah.
You've got some size, but you don't have some size. And I understood what you were saying. What's a, I don't want to say a weakness, but what's something that you're really going to keep an eye on the next few weeks as you get ready for the DeFranco to open up the year?
Well, defense. You know, defense. And we like to shoot it. You know, and our guys like to run. They like to play fast. They like to get up and down. And, you know, we like to push the ball. And we have a green light mentality, you know, with all of our guys. Last year, just a little plug for our program. Last year, we made 166 threes on the season. You know, and that was seventh in the state out of all four divisions. And
really?
I think St. Ed's was 162. So, you know, so that's – we had
wow.
two guys, Jake and Kevin, had – you know, 50-something and 49. And then the next two guys who we have back this year, you know, hit 39 and 32 in Sean Zabel and Dorian Crutcher coming back. You know, so Sean already, by the way, said he wanted to make 100 threes this year. So
green light.
So we're going to put him in a post.
put him in a post.
No, and by the way, before I answer that question, if you know, I do want to talk about the seniors that we have this year coming back. Boy, we got some good ones, you know, and that's what gives me, you know, a ton of optimism. We'll play anybody, any day, anywhere with these guys. And Sean Zabel, one of the best kids I've ever coached. I mean, he's so much fun to be around, does everything you ask. I mean, shoots the lights out, you know, comes to everything, works to improve. He's just really been a dream. And I hope he has a great year. And I hope we get a ton of shots for him this year. Doug Taylor, senior. He's our other senior. We only got those two seniors. You know, we kind of tease him. I think some guys get mad. We call him the LeBron James of our team. You know, Doug can post up or he can bring it up. And he can also guard 1 through 5. When we play Dwayne Cohill, before we get off the bus, Doug is asking to guard Dwayne Cohill, you know, who we all know has about 35 Division I offers. And so you got to love that out of a kid. And so the versatility that Doug brings, you know, he can rebound. He can score inside, outside, you know, bring it up, post up. He knows the game as good as I think anybody I've coached so far, and he is a true coach, you know, extension of the coaching staff on the floor. And we ask him a lot to do things, you know, change things, and we just kind of let him go. And so we're excited about those two guys, you know. And then, of course, Dorian Crutcher coming back, had a great sophomore year for us. And just, you know, we're just hoping that, you know, he's a hard worker. He's a solid athlete, about 6'4 now, jumps out of the gym, shoots the three. You know, he hit 32 threes last year, and so we're hoping he has a big year along with those other two guys and along with some other new guys that we got, you know. So,
Phil, you got about a minute left, so I want to ask you, you talk about you as a coaching staff trying to mold these players and kind of find comfort levels and so forth. How long do you anticipate that taking? You've got guys back that have played, but to now kind of – get them into new roles. How long do you anticipate that?
You know, I think it's – I hope it doesn't take too long. I think with our schedule, you know, you could see some bumps and bruises early on. But, you know, we've tried to develop a culture of winning there. I mean, I think we've had 4 winning seasons in a row, you know, at Elyria Catholic from the rough start that we had my first 2 years there. But this is my 6th year being there. I'm sorry, 3 winning seasons in a row. And – we expect to win. You know, we want a fourth winning season. We want to win them all. And we look at our schedule and say we can beat any team on the schedule, but we could also be beat. So humble ourselves, work hard, try to get better every day, and just worry about that next opponent, you know, which will be a very big and very solid opponent for us in a county team in Keystone. And so that's all we're really thinking about right now. And I guess that short-sighted view is my answer, you know, that we're just worried about each day getting better and improving. It's always fun to play in those, you know, those big games, but we've had some great practices, and we have some really talented young guys that I didn't mention, but I'm not going to mention them tonight, you know, for scouting purposes, of course. To learn that from Coach Walsh, by the way. He probably left already.
No, Bob's
still
out.
There.
If he's talking hoops, he's here.
Yeah, but we have a ton of talent. We have a guard that I think is really good coming up. Donovan Warfield from Lorain. Those 4 returning players, the 3 I mentioned and Donovan, I mean, those guys are good. They got a ton of experience, and that's what really makes us excited about, you know, this year and all the things that we can do.
Well, we've got that DeFranco tournament on WEOL, so you're going to hear from me in a couple of weeks. But
absolutely.
I'm excited, man. Let's get this thing started.
Thank you so much. Look forward to it. And I hope you have a great football playoffs coming up, you guys, and then we'll see you out there that DeFranco tournament.
Sounds awesome,
thanks,
man.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for coming out.
Take care. Have a good night.
Yeah, maybe the best for last. Phil Kukta, the head coach of Elyria Catholic, as he joins us here at Wolfie's as part of our preview. And, Rob, we pretty much ran the table. Oh, my goodness. Keeping tabs over here. 16 boys high school basketball coaches here at Wolfie's. We cannot thank them enough. Incredible turnout. Again, thanks to everybody here at Wolfie's. Hard to believe. I believe the number was 15 on Monday night.
Yeah, they won up the girls.
Yeah.
They won up them.
So 31 coaches. In the last two nights here at, well, Monday night, Wednesday night, tonight. Can you tell I'm tongue-tied? Monday night and Wednesday night here at Wolfie's.
Yeah, obviously they like to come. They want to talk about their kids. They want to promote their kids. And a big part of it is they know they get to come here and have a great meal. And I think they all enjoy coming here. The hospitality that Scott and Wendy Wolf and the staff here have provided for them over the years. And Tim, it was kind of funny tonight. We had the Last Supper with Amherst. We had Eric Smith saying it's date night, and they're not going to, you know, and that kind of thing. But I think the one word or the thing that I'm going to try to remember that most coaches talked about was roles and trying to see where their teams, how they're going to develop the roles in that season-long process of watching high school basketball. And I think that's one of the things that I enjoy about it the most, seeing how teams grow from the 1st of December until the 1st of March.
Yeah, it's amazing when you watch the development, and you kind of lose track of the fact they're 16, 17-year-old kids, and what these coaches can do with them is just amazing. All right. Wow, what a two-night extravaganza. Monday with the girls, Wednesday with the boys coaches here at Wolfie's. Many people to thank. Our engineer back in the studio, the very best in the business, Alan Calcaterra. Great job by Alan. We do appreciate it. Engineer on site, he was doing the Facebook Live video all night long. Matt Douglas, along with Jared Kozar. Jared was snapping the pictures, getting us up on Twitter, and he also chipped in with some engineering as well. Terry Zevnik was here. Again, Scott, Wendy Wolf, everybody at Wolfie's. Of course, the gang from Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford, for being our presenting sponsor tonight. Biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. Hope you enjoyed it. And, of course, we'll be back with you on Friday night with high school football playoff action right here on WEOL. So until then, Tim Elkhorn saying thank you very much for listening. And from Wolfie's right here in Elyria, so long, everybody.